Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Pastor Keir, and I am so excited. Today is the day that we have this wonderful woman of God that is joining us in this new broadcast called In the Word. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about the word that God has for her, for us, hallelujah, on this Monday evening, all right? I'm just excited. I'm going to give you a little introduction to her and where she's from, and then we're going to invite her to come on in and share a word with us and answer some questions. And so if you're right now listening, you can call in to the show live right now at 347-850-1341. And if we have time, we'll take some callers. But I'm guaranteeing you right now, you're about to be blessed. I'm telling you, this is going to be one half hour of power from the woman of God. Oh, my God, I'm so excited to have her on the show. And so I'm just going to give you your name. She is Prophetess Natasha Walker. So we praise God and we thank God for her being on this broadcast on this one Monday evening. We just thank God for her. She's a woman of God born in East St. Louis, Illinois. She now resides in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. She's an author, an entrepreneur, business owner. She owns Pink Tier Publishing. She mentors women and business owners. She even hosts her own show on the Word Network called With God, We Win. And I'm telling you, she's the founder, administrator, pastor of Millionaire Sisters Outreach Ministry in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm just so excited. And if you all would just please, you know, give her a warm hallelujah, an excited hallelujah. It is her coming on to the show. I introduce you right now, right here on the In the Word, Prophetess Natasha Walker. How are you?
I am blessed, and I thank you, Pastor Kay, for having me. I'm so excited just for what God is doing in this season and for the connection. To be able to just be connected with you is such an awesome, awesome privilege for me. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's a blessing to have you as well. We thank God for you. We've been excited about this show, the kind of responses I've been getting on my Facebook page and the inboxes, and I've told people that you would be joining us, and some people are excited about getting to know you. So when I first advertised us having you on there, I said the mask is unmasked now. The woman of God has got everything exposed. And I thank God that you are on this show to tell us a little bit about yourself, but a lot about what God is doing through you.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord for that. Yes. It is time to unmask the darkness. It is truly time for that.
Amen. Amen. Now, what does unmasking the darkness mean?
Unmasking the darkness is actually about the dark things that lies within an individual that have struggled with certain type of things, situations, and people just feel that they cannot come forth and be who they are and express who they are. But a mask in the darkness is just letting everything inside of you out and being free to use your voice and being free to be who God has called you to be, and not allowing that dark situation of the power or the power of darkness to hold you prisoner to that circumstance or that situation.
Wow, 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 my God, my God. Well, and how would someone go about taking this step to do that? I mean, most times you see in the realm of salvation, you see people that still are willing to hold on to some things that God wants to deliver them from. We call them strongholds, right?
Right, yes. I mean, for me, what I found to be the form of releasing my mask is true deliverance and true repentance. And one thing that I tell people is deliverance starts with a decision. And once you make the decision not to entertain something that have held you back or that have had you in a place of bondage or a place of stagnation, you are at your point of taking off that mask. And that mask could be anything. It could be things that have kept you from things that have happened to you as a little girl in your past or a little boy. It could be fornication. It can be so many things. I say the iniquity, the secret sin that we have allowed to just hide behind who we really are and just felt that there is no more end. But I learned that when I took off the mask, when I fully decided, when I fully made the decision that I am not going to allow any dark thing, anything that has hindered me, anything that has stopped me from going forth or stopped me from being who God has called me to be, when I decided that there is a voice in me, and that voice can be being a successful woman, being a successful man, being a better mother, being a better father, being a great children, being a good student, anything that you want to be that you have allowed that negative thing or that bad thing or that iniquity or that secret thing to stop you, when you get to the place where you says enough is enough, then you have fully got to the place of saying, I can take this mask off and walk into that next place. And that next place, it can be critical, because when you do take the mask off, there is times when you want to go back and hide behind it, because you got to understand that you're not comfortable of who you are trying to become in that newness. And I call those rams. When you begin to walk into a new place of God, you're not dealing with familiar things. You're in a new place. So sometimes we get comfortable in that thing, that dark thing, in that situation that we have pacified, that we have babysit for so many years, but in the place of the unfamiliar, that's the place where you have to really be tested, and that's where you really get into a place of Hannah in 1 Samuel, where you pray, where you praise, and where you worship in the face of the Most High God, and you will learn that in this place, God will give you strength. Amen?
Amen, amen. So unmasking the darkness is not just for women, but for men too.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes. It's for all that have had something or that have something right now that is a hindering factor. That is something that you know you willfully hiding behind. A lot of times people hide, and unmasking the darkness can be something that even deals with false prosperity, because a lot of times in the church set, we feel that if we have a look together on the outside, then we're good. But we know that we do things, we overspend, we overdo things to prove on the outside that we are okay when we know that we are not. So unmasking the darkness taps into a lot of areas of somebody's life. That's why I left it at a title. This book is left at a title where it can affect and it can reach every and anybody. And it's not a specific gender, but it's for everybody.
Wow. You know what? And that's what the perception was when I saw that you were releasing the book. Most of the men pastors that I know saw you promoting the book, pre-promoting the book, they thought it was a book just for women. And so now the mask is off, or even in that area, so that, you know, men can embrace this as well. And I'm all for men embracing it, because it shows that we're all being put in a position to grow, and I think it's equally beneficial to men and women. So I just wanted to share that with you, because the perception was, oh, this might be just another book for women. You know, no, I'm glad you explained that. It's for all people, and that's a blessing. That is a major blessing.
And I'm glad that we're able to tap the thing that people will understand, or a lot of times people don't know. They just know me off of seeing pictures on social media and putting up things. But the thing, really, my heart is kingdom. My heart and my mind and my set goal is kingdom-minded. So anything that I, Millionaire Sisters, and I as Prophetess Natasha Walker, our Millionaire Sisters, put out, it's not just for a specific gender, but it's for kingdom. And when you're focused on kingdom is not about gender, but it's about souls. And I understand, as being a prophetess, and I sit and I go out and preach and I minister to so many people, that I just can't minister to one fact of the body, but I have to minister to the whole body. And the whole body, the representation of the whole body is male and female, boy and girl. So when I wrote this book, the book is a story about things that I overcame from my childhood up into my adulthood. But as I tell people, when you read this book, somewhere from the child that was 8 years old to the young lady that is 43 years old, you're going to find yourself or something that you dealt with or you're dealing with in your life, you're going to see you. And when you see you, you're not going to be able to say, oh, it was just for females. No, it's for the spirit. It's for the soul. It's for the body of Christ, or it's for those that are lost and don't even know Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's what, and the book, I love this book because it's a short read. It wasn't a long, drawn-out book, but it was a book that says, let's go in, let's hit hard, so people can see that it don't take a lot. All it takes is you deciding in your heart and in your mind that you choose this day to serve the Lord. You choose this day that what happened for your yesterday was negative, that was painful, that was hurt. You choose this day to say, I release it, I'm taking this mask off, and I will not put this thing on, but I can see through my eyes the eyes that God has given me. And a lot of times I see, you know, even as I was writing this book, I had to go back and encounter dealing with those same things. It deals with abandon. It deals with it dealt with rejection. It dealt with child virginity being taken. It dealt with so many things. It dealt with prostitution. It dealt with wanting to be loved. So it in this short read, it deals with so many things. Even, and as I tell people, as the devil meant it for evil, God has turned it around for his good, because
come on now,
what I went through, somebody else didn't make it. And I said I would no longer sit in the place and silence the hand and silence the power of God. How in my midnight hour, where I should have been dead and gone, but it was the Lord Eba Sheko. It was God who stayed the hand of the enemy off of my life. And every situation of pain, he turned it around and used it for purpose. And somebody needs to know that that thing that they went through in the midnight hour, that pain, that is pushing them into a place of their purpose. And a lot of times we don't hear that. Let's take the pain and push. When a woman is getting ready to bring forth and to birth a baby, when she's getting ready to have a baby, now we know a baby is a blessed thing, but before the baby head pops out, you got to push through the pain. And I had to push through some painful situations, but I bless the Lord now. Clearly, when the mask came off, I can see the plan of God that is on my life. I can see the orchestrations of the journey that he has ordered my footsteps, even in the midnight hour. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Wow, wow, wow. You've just unmasked the perception of the situation. I'm telling you, this is a blessed interview. I'm so blessed. You're opening up and you're talking about it. I'm telling you, this is a major blessing. Listen, if you don't have that book, I'm telling you right now, you need to go out and get that book. We're not finished talking about the book. We're not finished talking about the Millionaire Sisters Ministry. We're ready to go into the next level of this thing. I'm telling you, if you got questions, you can call in at 347-850-1341 and talk to the woman of God. I know that you're listening, and I just thank God right now that we have Prophetess Natasha Walker with us in this interview. Woman of God, let's talk about your ministry, Millionaire Sisters Outreach Ministry.
Amen. That ministry is so dear to my heart. The Lord birthed that out, me preparing to go and do a revival in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 2012. And it was in April, and that was the month of my oldest son, who passed away on the 4th of July, God birthed that ministry out in April 2012. And that ministry is so close because my heart for Millionaire Sisters and the overall goal for Millionaire Sisters is to build women up, because we have a lot of women out here, and when I say women, I'm not talking, it's just a certain age group. The gender of a female is what I deal with. There are some that are young, there are some that are seasoned, there are some that are older that have been hurt, they have been broken, they have lost hope. It's some that want to move forward in business and don't know how. It's some that just needs to have someone to believe in them and encourage them. And Millionaire Sisters is that ministry where we come in and we bring forth and we push you to birth it out. Be it increasing your level of your self-esteem, be it, you know, you're ready to move higher in ministry, you're ready to start a business, you're ready to elevate yourself in business. Millionaire Sisters is that ministry that brings the woman to a whole new place, the young ladies to a whole new place, to know that they can do all things through Christ. So I love this ministry. I bless the Lord truly for giving me this ministry. And when people hear of the ministry, the first thing that they relate to is wealth. And I am so glad that He gave me that name, because I tell people this: before you can be prosperous in your pockets, you have to be prosperous in your spirit. The word of the Lord says He gives you power to create or to get wealth. And see, the thing that I learned is that I can open the word of God and read a scripture, and it makes me feel like God just deposited $1 million check in my account. And my account is His spirit. And see, I my focus is to build every woman up and in the wealth of the word of God. That's the whole focus and the whole goal plan to get that woman to that place. Because if you're bankrupt in your spirit, you're going to be bankrupt in your mind. So the first setting of strengthening and empowering a woman is by the word of God. And when I look through the traces in the word of God, I saw how powerful the women is. They were powerful in their business, how God used Esther, and how God used Rahab, and how God used Mary and Elizabeth and the Proverbs 31 woman. These were great women, and they had great wealth of knowledge of the word of God. They stayed connected to Jesus. They stayed connected spiritually as well as naturally. And sometimes the women don't understand that your answer is in the word, not in the world, but in the word. Everything that I created by being having my face on the ground, on the floor, in a humble position seeking God. I never went to God for money. I went to God to help me to overcome the loss of losing my son. I went to God to help me to be strengthened in the loss of losing my son. And every time I went for that, I came out with something totally different to be more strengthened. He said, well, you lost a son, I'm going to give you daughters. And Millionaire Sisters have daughters now. And I'm blessed by what God has done in my life on overcoming that obstacle, because I didn't think that as a woman of God, when I lost my son, I was preaching. I was a prophet. I was out doing what God called me to do, and I could not understand that. But the Lord begins to say, I need angels that's going to watch over those that I have here on earth. And I began to say, God, just give me strength to continue to do the journey as a servant. And the more I got into my word and the more I walked through the word, the more God just began to bless me with teaching me how to create business and start business. And when other women will come around and they will just hear the spirit of God come out of me with knowledge of building your own empires, they begin to gravitate to that, and people have excelled in their publishing or in other types of businesses. So my heart is to make sure I release this type of knowledge and spirit on all women that come into my life, just to get to a better place in the word of God as well as in the word, to be professional, to be successful, and to just be a strong, wholehearted body that stands for the will and the word of God. Amen.
Wow. Hallelujah. Well, I'm telling you right now, we're in the word right now with Prophetess Natasha Walker.
And what a blessing. She is unmasked herself, her ministry, the anointing on her life. And I'm telling you, I'm excited. What are you doing now? I see that you you have your own show on the Word Network, With God
mm-hmm.
We Win. Talk to me
mm-hmm.
about it. Tell the people
With God
it.
We Win is a. It was actually something that I was just testing. I'm a tester. God allows me to test to let me see. When I tell people that you can do it with God, you can do all things. Because to get on the Word Network and Millionaire Sisters is one person. I don't have a church, and I'm not looking to start a church. I just want to empower people and send them back to their own pastors. But he just letting people see that with this individual, one person that stands and one person that proclaims my word, I'm going to use her to let you see that it don't take a lot. It just takes you to be willing and obedient. With God We Win is a broadcast that I put out there for women. To let them know that you don't have to be envious, you don't have to be jealous, you don't have to be competitive, you don't have to try to destroy the next sister. All you have to do is love, stay in the place where God called you to, stay in your lane, and be excited when you see another sister. It has nothing to do with race, culture, economic status. A sister is just a sister, and if you can help your sister out, help her. Help her in love, help her in resources. Help her and support. And with God We Win broadcast was a broadcast about saying enough is enough of us trying to destroy each other. And it just kept growing. I took a vacation. I'm preparing to go back on in the fall. I'm a part of My Christian TV is another network out of Chicago. I'm a part of that broadcast. But since I have been doing a lot of preaching in the summer, this summertime, I put TV on hold, but I'm preparing to go back on to TV because I love TV, and you can reach more souls. And the response that I was just receiving was just amazing. I just was so grateful that people was watching and that they were being blessed. And like I told people, they were surprised that when they call, I would answer and pray. But I told people this, I'm not a celebrity, I'm a servant, and I'm doing what God has called me to do. And so that's what that broadcast solely is about, you know, reaching all and letting them know that we're the body of Christ, and we have to support each other, and we have to uplift each other, and we have to love each other, not destroy, not hurt, not harm, not backbite, and not try to pull down, but let's uplift each other. If we cannot work together and build the body up, the kingdom of God up together, is something wrong. And I want to destroy that spirit that will try to destroy the kingdom. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm telling you, you got the atmosphere set right now. You got the atmosphere. That God has got the atmosphere set right now. He's using you in a great and mighty way. I would like for you to just take some time out there to speak to the people. Speak to the people from your heart. I know you've been doing it, but there's a fresh word that I believe God has for the people today. And we got about a good 6 minutes left, so go ahead and flow, and God gives you the utterance to flow. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to get some information for you to share with the people about how they can get your book. About what they can look for you to hear you minister if you're going to get minister engagements around the Twin Cities. So we want to just get some information, how they can get in touch with Millionaire Sister Outreach, how they can get become part of the Word Network Ministry. Just tell the people mm-hmm. tell the people your information. So I'm sorry, I'm right now in a hospital, so they got bells and whistles and everything going on. Praise God, we're ministering here. We're doing what God's called us to do. So
amen.
Amen. Go ahead and minister the word to these people, to the people.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I just thank God for this day, this opportunity, and the word that I will just share with the people of God and with people all over is, according to 1 Samuel, I've been watching Hannah. I've been dealing with Hannah. And the thing with Hannah is that Hannah did three things in a hard situation. She prayed, She praised and she worshiped in the midst of dealing with adversary. The adversary is the enemy. The adversary in this season will try to bring a spirit of distraction to destroy you, to take you out. But I tell you three keys: praise, prayer, and worship. God has such great things for the people of God in this season that we are in. God is placing his people. There's a great shift that is taking place right now. And see, the thing that a lot of times people don't understand is that the thing that you pray for, you don't understand or know how God is going to answer into that prayer. And so when you pray and ask God to elevate you, when God begins to elevate you, God will move people out of your life and out of your way and change your surroundings. And sometimes it comes in hard situations. When Hannah was praying for a child, when she prayed for a child, she had to deal in the midst of praying and having faith and blocking out the provoking spirit of Panana. You're going to have to block some things out as you elevate in this season. God has a great call for the people of God in this season. It's not about finances, but it's about you being obedient to the call of God that is on your life and where God is trying to take you. Stop trying to figure God out. Stop trying to figure it out and just allow God to order your steps. The word of God says the steps of a good man are ordered. Sometimes you try to calculate the cost of what God is doing. Sometimes we just got to trust in the word and go with the leading of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that is within us. God has said that he has positioned you in certain places that the blessing will be there for you, but you look at the particular situation and the particular circumstances, and it didn't look like that it was a blessed place for you, but that was the blessed place for you. As I keep saying, the Spirit of the Lord saying, stop trying to beautify my blessings and just go with the leading. I'm leading you in all truth in this season, and as I continue to lead you and you continue to follow and continue to be obedient, God says that the blessing will be there. I will say to you and I will prophesy to you, the body of Christ, in this season, we will not be like Rhoda. Rhoda was the one that the church prayed for the apostle to come out of prison, and when the prayer was answered, the prayer was right at the door. You got to the door as Rhoda, but you didn't open. But this day I declare and this day I decree that every door that God has called, every door that God has set for you to walk through, that you will walk through it. You will not miss it. You will not allow it to hinder you. You will allow the left or the right thing that will try to provoke you, but you will ride through this test in a tunnel vision as we do in the motorcycle world, that you will have your eyes, your faith effectuated on God and on the word of God. Know that he that started a good work will complete it. You are on the right track. You are where God has called you. You are where God has positioned you. As he said in the books of Acts, he will pour his spirit out upon all flesh. But the thing that I tell you is that the positioning has to be in the right place. So don't allow the left or the right to distract you, but stay before God and you will see yourself come out on top as pure gold. God says, I am doing a new thing. Stop trying to figure it out. Somebody keep trying to figure God out. But God says, I that keepeth Israel does not sleep, nor does I slumber. Stop stressing over it. Stop trying to figure it out. God has it. There's somebody that's seeking God for a building. Oh, that's for you, Pastor K. Shekinity under the old Sunda. God said, man of God, this is your time. This is your season that he's going to elevate you and he's going to stretch you and that he's going to bring more out of you in this season than you can ever imagine or think. God says that he is expanding KBLF under the old Sunda, under the old side. In 6 months, God said, there will be the providing of the building, because he have tested you, he have tried you, and man of God, you have been faithful. God says that you are in your season of due pain. I just want to bless the Lord for this opportunity. I want to thank God for each and every last person that is listening. I declare and I decree that you are in your blessed place. I decree that he that gives you ears to hear, that you will hear what the Spirit of the Lord will say to you in this season. For some of you, you are to write books. For some of you, you are to go forth in ministry. There's outreach on the line. God says, I'm calling you to move out. I'm calling you to move out. I'm sending my army out now, the Lord says. I have equipped you. I have qualified you. And I have called you. You are my chosen people in this generation. I bless the Lord for each and every last one of you. I bless the Lord that your children will walk in the spirit of blessing. I cover your homes this day in the blood of Jesus. There's somebody on here that have been having trouble with your transportation. God says, go and get another. Because you have used your transportation for the kingdom. For the kingdom. And God says that you are in your due season. Today is your payday. Go to the dealer and get a brand new car. Shut up. Lord God, I just pray for those that are in the hospital. I pray for those that stand in the gap for healing right now, God. I ask that you will touch. I ask that you will release in every infirmity, every affliction right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have hid behind the mask for so long, God, I decree spiritually as well as naturally, God, that this day every mask should come off, God. Every indignation of the print of the mask, God, shall be washed with the blood, with the blood of Jesus, God. I decree over your people that they shall finish strong now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we are at the end of the show. Before we leave the show, I want you to give the information. How can the people of God get in touch with you quickly? And get, how can they get your book? How can they connect with the Sister Millionaires? Millionaire Sisters Outreach. How can they do it?
They can connect with me several ways. Through social media, they can go through Anointed Voice. They can go to the page Unmasking the Darkness, or they can go to Millionaire Sisters page. Also, they can go to the website, millionairesisters.net, or if they would like to reach me for prayer, they can email me, millionairesis@yahoo.com. They can write me, Millionaire Sisters, P.O. Box 11398. Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411, or they can just call me, Millionaire Sisters, at 612-390-9240. Thank you. I love you guys. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I want to let you guys know this show is available in the KBLS Radio Network archives. Go back and share it. You can take the link and share it with anybody. I'm telling you, spread this link like wildfire. Tell people that you heard Prophetess Natasha Walker give a word, and you got clarity even to a magnitude. Maybe you may not have understood the woman of God. I tell you right now, I got so much clarity right now, and I support this one woman as my sister in Christ. And I'm telling you right now, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that everything she touched, hallelujah, hallelujah, is anointed, is turned over, and is presented properly and always by the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing in Natasha Walker's life. So you guys make sure you go back and listen to the archives. And we love you, and thank you for joining us today on In the Word. Thank you also, Prophetess Natasha. It's been a blessing. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next week for another episode of In the Word. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.